And from the KTOO newsroom, I'm Anna Canny. A state agency that's been awarding grants annually to Alaska libraries has sharply cut one of this year's stipends, and that has created budget problems for smaller, rural libraries that depend on the grants. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Toke librarian Kathy Morgan says she was surprised when she got an email 3 weeks ago informing her that the State Division of Libraries, Archives, and Museums has cut this year's public library assistance grant by more than 75%.
There was no advance warning. We were told in the spring to apply for the grant. There was no mention that there might be a change in the grant amount.
Morgan says the annual grant has amounted to about $7,000 in recent years, and it accounts for about a third of the library's $20,000 budget. So she was counting on that revenue.
We use the money from the grant to buy books and pay for heat and lights. So I've already spent more money than I should have, counting on that $7,000.
Delta Junction Community Library Director Tiki Levinson says she, too, was surprised when she was informed that the grant had been downsized in an August 16th email from Division Director Amy Phillips Chan.
And there was no information prior to this to any of the libraries that I'm aware of that this amount was going to be reduced by this extreme level. And there was no opportunity to comment on it.
Phillips Chan wrote in the email that libraries got less this year because, quote, funding available for the grant program is currently subject to increased expenditures and or budget shortfalls within the annual operating budget for the division, unquote. She says the agency budgeted $150,000 for the grants this year and that 82 public libraries were eligible, so each would be awarded $1,826. She added the division's trying to restore the grant to its previous amount. Phillips Chan on Thursday referred KUAC's follow-up questions about the grant to the State Department of Education and Early Development, which the Libraries, Archives, and Museums Division is part of, but neither agency responded to the queries on Friday. Levinson says the smaller grant will likely require cuts in the Delta Libraries programs.
We're currently looking at trying to cut back on or revising somehow how we do our children's programming.
She said the library's $293,000 annual budget has already had to absorb the loss of a $14,000 grant that Fort Greeley had been awarding annually, along with a $5,000 stipend that military contractor Boeing discontinued last year.
You know, we're talking about, do we need to reduce hours? What do we need to do to be able to save money so that we can stay within our budget and still remain viable in the community?
She says that'll be difficult to do nearly 2 months into the new fiscal year, but she says the impact of the cut will be a lot tougher for smaller libraries like Toke's, and Morgan agrees.
Our library is operated entirely on a volunteer basis, and we use the money from the grant to buy books and pay for heat and lights. So I'm just going to cut back on materials for people to check out, internet access.
Morgan says the library board will have to pull money from an account set up to save for a new building so they could move out of the cramped log structure it now shares with the visitor center.
We have a little reserve of savings from previous years, and if we have to, we can dip into that.
She says if she'd known the grant was so small, she wouldn't have budgeted $400 this year to buy new chairs for the library.
But it's too late. We've got beautiful new chairs that we'll enjoy.
In Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.
And now for Tongass Voices, perspectives from the Occoquan and beyond. New Talk Doreen Simmons is an Inupiaq actor and language teacher. She was seen by more than 12 million people playing an auntie to Jodie Foster's stepdaughter in the latest season of True Detective. She's also appearing in a comedy set in the Arctic, North of the North, debuting on Netflix next year. New Talk plays a grandmother, Akka Mary, in Cold Case, a play opening at Perseverance Theater this weekend. And a warning, this interview contains references to suicide and violence against Alaska Native people.
I gave you my Inupiaq name, Nutak. My other name is Doreen Simmons. And I'm from a place that was known as Barrow for 100 years, and we just got the name back Utqiagvik, which means a place to pick roots. Oh, it was a friend of mine who emailed me something about auditioning for a part in True Detective. She came over with her phone and she helped me do the audition right then and there. And they liked it. So I got the part. Aka Mary. I'm the grandmother to the young lady who is looking for her auntie's body, Aka Mary's daughter. It happens to be a cold case. She's been missing for about 9 months. Aka Mary doesn't know too much about English, and gets confused and takes it out on her granddaughter. She's just a grumpy old lady. There's still two sisters who were brutally killed that it still hasn't been solved. And that was 20-some years ago. And also my favorite auntie's granddaughter, who was killed and wasn't found all winter until people who were walking the beach several miles down found her body and brought back memories. And there are others. I had to laugh at myself the way I was before. When I finally found myself, and it was through my older sister. I was near offing myself when I called my sister at midnight. And through her suggestion, I found that myself, this skin and bone, was really not the real me. There was a bigger part of me, like an iceberg. For most of my life, I thought of myself as that part and found there was a bigger, deeper part of me. And I began to see, be kinder to myself and to others. And it took a while, but I learned to be comfortable with myself and not be so judgmental toward others, because I was learning to be kind to me. And so in that process, I learned to look back at myself, how I was before, and learned to forgive myself for having been that way. I grew up very, very, very shy. My grandmother called me Nipai Luktak, after a bird that would very quietly would swoop down and scare the heck out of us while we were in the tundra, because we're too close to her eggs. This was an opportunity for me, because I had just finally, at my late age, finally admitted I'm an artist, and I need to work as an artist. And acting is an art. My son, he tells me, Mom, we just don't know what you're going to do from one thing to the next. But he said, I have never heard you talk so happily about a job you've had before.
That was actor Nutok Doreen Simmons for this week's episode of Tongass Voices. Cold Case opens Friday at Perseverance Theater. For more stories from your local newsroom and newsrooms across the state and nation, you can check out ktoo.org.